Denver failed to capitalize on its win over the Bengals, and a three-game losing streak ensued. It was a learning experience for the players and the coaches. By week seven, John Fox decided to change the team's style, and with it, its fortunes. But the early results were not promising.
He looks terrible for three quarters.
And the crowd officially now has turned on Tim Tebow.
Trailing 15 to nothing with less than 8 minutes left in the game, Tim Tebow and the Denver Broncos mounted a comeback for the ages.
Looks in the end zone. Look out, Tim. Spins away from one would-be tackler.
I want Tim Tebow to throw this ball.
10th play of the drive. 15-7 Miami.
It's going to be an onside kick.
Prater with the kick. It is high up into the air. And I think the ball is loose. And Denver has the football. Don't go away yet. 25 seconds to go in the game. Design roll to the left side. Tebow sets, throws. Backside. This is going to be Fells. Fells is going to walk into the end zone. Denver touchdown. And the Broncos are a two-point conversion away from a tie. Tebow. Quarterback draw. Tebow's going to be into the end zone. And we are tied at 15. We're going to head into overtime.
In overtime, linebacker DJ Williams sacked quarterback Matt Moore and recovered his fumble. The first of many key contributions the defense would make in 2011.
Matt Prater has been money from beyond 50. Prater with plenty of leg, and it is good! Prater is lifted to the shoulders of his teammates in the middle of the field. Matt Prater is money!
Despite entering the game with a 2-5 record, the Denver Broncos showed their full potential against Oakland. All three phases of the game contributed, beginning with a relentless defense that harassed Carson Palmer all day.
Pressure again, three-step drop, fade route, right side. Champ's going to be there. Champ's got the football. Champ Bailey with an interception.
Special teams also did its part, as Eddie Royal broke a fourth-quarter tie with an electrifying punt return.
Royal gets a block to the house! Eddie Royal! An 86-yard touchdown return of a punt.
But it was the season-high 299 team rushing yards that got the headlines.
45-40, foot race, here we go. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. McGahee inside the 5, touchdown Denver!
Willis McGahee, one of six Bronco Pro Bowlers, carried 20 times for 163 yards as Denver avenged a week one loss to the Raiders.
I don't think a Raider touched him.
Very quietly, the Denver Broncos were playing some of the best football in the NFL. Their offense was unconventional, but it fit their talents and allowed players to do what they do best.
7:06 to go in the game, 10-7 Broncos. Tebow throwing long to the near side for Eric Decker. He's got him over the shoulder. 10-5 touchdown. Tebow puts it on the money.
The second completion of the game for Tim Tebow.
Denver didn't care how they won, and maybe that's why they kept winning. In a Thursday night game against the Jets, Defensive Rookie of the Year Von Miller added to his AFC leading sack total.
Say hello from the rookie.
Their Broadway opponents knew the Broncos' script. Denver would keep it close, then win it in the final act.
Picked off by Andre Goodman. 20-15-10, Goodman to the house. Tebow. Looking like he's getting max blitzed. He does. Tebow escapes and he can run. 25-20. Tebow 15. Inside the 10. Inside the 5. Are you kidding? Tim Tebow. Denver touchdown. 58 seconds to go.
Never. There was never a down.
Go ahead and explain this one. Go ahead.
We done something that got ourselves back into something that we wanted to be in the first place. Let's take advantage of it today, gentlemen.
After three straight wins, the division was far from won. But the Defensive Rookie of the Year argument might have been settled in Week 12 against San Diego.
Rivers drops a throw. going to be hit and sacked back at the 30-yard line. That's Von Miller.
That was a deadly fast spin move. A quick spin, beat the tackle to the inside, and got to Phillip Rivers before he could even go through his first read.
You look over here, he moves. This guy's going to be wide open.
Fakes, bubble screen, throws to Decker in the end zone, and Decker's got a Denver touchdown.
The Broncos staged an epic rally, completing their third fourth-quarter comeback of the season.
Very interesting-looking play. They faked the option one way and then came back the other way.
I got a lot of confidence in Matt Prater.
The win gave Denver a 6-5 record, the first time in 2011 that they were above 500.
The Broncos made the plays at the end to win it.
The Broncos took their four-game winning streak to Minnesota. And Denver's early season struggles seemed like a distant memory.
Pass going to be intercepted. Mario Hagan to the 10. Hagan to the 5. Going to get to the end zone. Touchdown, Denver. Tebow sets, throws. He's got Demaryius Thomas. Touchdown, Denver. Broncos blitz, and Christian fires left, caught Percy, inside the 40, to the right, and he is gone! The lead now 22-14 with 3:12 to go in the third quarter.
Denver was trailing, but they had the Vikings right where they wanted them.
Our corner's got to sit hard inside, man. We got to tackle this quarterback. Man, we got to put that guy on the ground somehow.
It didn't matter if you knocked down the Broncos, they would get back up.
Tebow rolls to his left, stops, points downfield. Now stiff arms a Viking to the ground and throws on the run. Pass to a wide open Demaryius Thomas. Inside the 20. DT inside the 15. Breaks a tackle inside the 10. Inside the 5. Touchdown, Denver.
Wow.
I mean, we're going to have trouble getting him on the ground, it looks like.
Hand off to McGahee. Patient running through the middle. Makes a tackle and miss 15-10. Steps out of another tackle. Inside the 5. Leans to the pylon. Touchdown, Denver. Two-point conversion for the tie. Fakes, keeps the ball, Tim Tebow to the end zone, and we are tied at 29. An attempt of 23 yards for the win. And Denver has won 5 consecutive games. After today, the Broncos are going to be atop the AFC West leaderboard, tied with the Raiders.